Weavers in County Donegal are calling for special status for Donegal tweed to combat the emergence of cheaper imitations and to safeguard the industry in the northwest county. The Department of Enterprise says a new protection system will be in place by December, which will allow Irish products to seek EU geographical protection, the same that is afforded to Champagne and Waterford Blas. Shane O'Kareen sent us this report from Donegal.
So, how's this going?
The Molloy family in Ardra have been weaving Donegal tweed since the 19th century.
I'm the sixth generation of the family that's a weaver on the one site.
Kieran Molloy, co-owner of the family business.
The first two generations would have been hand weavers making Donegal tweed to sell to the local area. And then once Ireland became a free state, my great-granduncle and great-grandfather started exporting Donegal tweed to the US and would have opened a showroom on Fifth Avenue at the corner of Fifth Avenue and 40th, just opposite the public library. And we're essentially still doing the same thing, but just selling to different markets and try to always finding new customers.
In recent years, Donegal tweed has been worn by high-profile actors such as Sarah Jessica Parker, Pierce Brosnan and Mel Gibson. In a globalised textile market, imitation products have become a challenge.
At the minute, there's a lot of imitation fabrics being produced in the UK, in Italy, in China, and calling itself a Donegal tweed when it hasn't been produced in Donegal. So this cap, it says it's a Donegal tweed, 100% Donegal tweed, when it hasn't been produced in Donegal. And this is quite a big problem for us across the fashion industry.
Kieran is the secretary of the Donegal Tweed Association, and they're hoping to avail of a change in EU policy from December.
So we want recognition of Donegal tweed, that something can only be called Donegal tweed if it has been designed, warped, woven, inspected and dispatched in County Donegal.
From December, EU producers of non-food and drink products will be allowed to seek the same protection afforded to the likes of Parma ham and champagne, known as protected geographical indication.
The PGI will offer great consumer clarity, so when they see Donegal tweed, they will realise that it is woven in County Donegal.
Patrick Temple is CEO of McGee Weaving and chair of the Donegal Tweed Association.
Donegal tweed on average is in fashion one in every 5 years. There's a lovely baseline, but the big fashion brands and across the board, it comes into fashion once every 5 years.
McGee Weaving is the largest producer of Donegal tweed in the Northwest.
Very often when it's really in fashion, lots of other people make it. From other areas within the EU, the Far East, and then it's pertaining to be Donegal tweed.
Uthras na Gaeltachta supports many textile companies in Donegal.
There are up to 250 people employed in this area. On both sides of this glen are the Rahe, Kilchara, Glanholm, Kilia.
Donegal O'Beal on Uthras.
This area has passed the skills on from generation to generation. And I believe securing the protective status will ensure that future. But it'll be the first time internationally that the contribution of these people are recognised.
A spokesperson for the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment said when the PGI application process opens in December, it will involve two phases. The first phase will be carried out by the Intellectual Property Office of Ireland, and a second phase will be carried out by the Intellectual Property Office of the European Union, who will have the final decision. A final word from Patrick Temple.
Weaving of Donegal tweed has happened in this region for over the last couple of hundred years, and the success with all of these things lies in the seeds we plant for the future.
And that was Shane O'Kareen reporting there.